Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Oh, let's give you a chance to win $1,000. $1,000 American dollars, by the way. Text the following word, above, to 72881. Text the word above to 72881. One randomly selected nationwide entrant will win $1,000. Message and data rates may apply. For rules or to enter online, visit entercomcontest.com. Above the 72881. Good luck. Next chance to win coming up tomorrow at 3 and 4 o'clock. Every day with Marks and Reese at 3 and 4 o'clock. Back to the Eagles phones on a second, but there's a couple of stories or controversies that was swirling around Major League Baseball, and one has been settled today. The Houston Astros were involved in a sign-stealing scandal. And it dates back to the World Series winning 2017 season. Jack, you can join the conversation because I know you're our baseball insider on the show. But they did the investigation. Well, that's what he thinks.
He's what?
He's the baseball insider on the show. Well, he's got,
you heard him?
He's got the friends with,
Who
are you friends with again?
Boog Shambi. And Ryan Spader.
Yeah, Spader. That's right. Well, I know Spader. All right. So anyway, so the Astros, the punishment was handed down today. MLB did their investigation. Mm-hmm. They fired the GM, or excuse me, they suspended the GM for a year. They suspended the manager for a year, and then the Astros fired him afterwards.
Both of them.
Yeah, so Jeff Lunau and the GM and former Philly A.J. Hinch, both are canned, but they're both suspended for a season. And they're also losing their draft picks in 20 and 21, their first and second round draft picks, and the organization was fined $5 million. So now Boston Red Sox are next up because they did similar things. And they also had success in doing similar things. Their manager, Alex Cora, is probably going to get the same kind of.
He might get a lifetime ban.
Dude, I was looking.
A lifetime ban?
He was part of two cheating scandals. The Astros cheating scandal and the Red Sox cheating scandal.
And
yeah.
And here's the thing.
Yeah.
They were warned a couple years ago by Major League Baseball. Stop. Like, it's over with. Stop. All this crap that you guys are doing because there's electronics are involved. There's, right. You know, and part of the problem is that it's really screwing up the game. That we're slowing down the game because they're constantly looking for signs of a fastball and they get the message from the base runner on second base. So anyway.
Man, they took the Phillies guys sitting out in center field with the binoculars. They took it to a whole nother level.
They did.
Man.
Yeah. What was his name?
Nick something.
Yeah, I forget.
Biltmeyer?
Biltmeyer? Yeah, Milt. Or not Milt.
Nick.
Nick. No.
Nick something.
Anyway, I'll Google that real fast. So anyway, yeah, they're cracking down and they're not having it. So what this does, this sets the precedent that if you're gonna be banging on trash cans because you have somebody that's watching TV and relaying what the sign is and you bang on trash cans, so they actually hear it, you could hear it on TV. You can hear the trash cans banging in the background, so they know it's a fastball that's coming.
Unbelievable.
Mick Biltmeyer, by the way.
Biltmeyer. Yes. I'm good, man.
Thank you.
Never doubted you.
Did I say Biltmeyer?
What did they do? They had binoculars, and then they were waving in the bullpen in Colorado, and they got caught.
Very discreet.
This has been going on forever.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
But when you start involving technology and iPhones, and it's only going to get easier to do, right, with electronics things like that.
Yes.
So,
also, we would not have Joe Girardi right now if they didn't cheat in 2017.
Oh, because he would have won and not lost his job.
It was game 7 of the ALCS. Went away from the World Series. They lost. Astros went to the World Series.
So we should be happy about it.
Yeah, we should be happy about that.
Yeah. All right. Well, there you go. So if you're in Major League Baseball, stop stealing signs or you're going to get fired.
Stealing signs is fine. Doing it cheaply
is not fine. Correct. I believe, I agree with you. I think stealing signs is definitely part of the game. But when it slows down the game as much as it has, which is what was happening with the Astros and the Red Sox. So there you go. So stay away from the sign stealing there, Ike.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, so you have that. All right, let's get back to it. We have Tom in Alabama listening on the radio.com app. Hi, Tom.
Alabama.
Hey, guys.
What's up, Tom?
Yo, Ike, how you doing?
Man, we don't get many calls from Alabama.
No.
Well, I called back during the season of college, too, and your man there asked me what I thought. LSU was playing in Alabama, and they were getting 7 points. And I said, lock of the year, LSU. But number 58, Michigan State, laughed at me.
I did?
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah, I'm kind of a fraud Bama fan, too.
Nah, that's cool.
You've been waiting since that game, huh, to call back and give it to him, huh, Tom?
What do you think about tonight, though, Tom? What are you thinking tonight?
Well, I mean, since you're my boy, what is it, 5.5 LSU's giving up?
I saw it at 5, but yeah, 5.5.
Well, I would go LSU, another lock, Ike, but after the game when you celebrate and cotton up with all the ladies when you speak, Ike, speak well.
I'm going with Clemson tonight, Tom.
Oh, man, come on, Ike.
A little bit of a short line, right?
I got to go with the best quarterback and the best head coach. That's Clemson.
Listen, Ike, it don't matter. You're one of my all-time favorite Eagles. The day I meet you, Ike, I'll remember that day for a day or two, after that.
You're funny, Tom. Appreciate it. Let's go to Matt, Westchester. Matt, what's up?
Hey, guys. Nice show.
Thank you.
Thought and a question.
Yes.
I can't fathom why, after we've won the Super Bowl, you would root against Andy Reid at this point. I really can't fathom that. I mean, I thought it was time for him to go, and it was time for everybody to get a fresh start when he left. But now that we've won the Super Bowl, I don't know why you would root against him. So, that's my thought on that. I can't figure it out. My question for you concerns what I've seen written several times, that the Eagles are really hot for Russell Wilson the year he got drafted. And they misjudged where he was going to fall, and they missed him by a few picks. I was wondering if you guys thought if Andy Reid would still be the head coach of the Eagles if Russell Wilson had been selected by the Eagles that year.
Mm-hmm.
My thought is that he might be, because I think he might have totally rebooted his offense, his scheme, around a mobile, strong-arm quarterback, just like the guy he's got in Kansas City right now. So I'll sit back and listen to your thoughts on that.
Could have saved them.
If he had Russell Wilson, he's still the coach here.
Well, but how good would Russell Wilson have been right away, and would he have played him?
Well, it's not like Andy would have hurt his development. Who did Russell Wilson have out there?
No, I'm not
right.
Yeah, but Russell Wilson also early in his career was a game manager. I remember watching him play a game against the Eagles. They actually won, where I was like, man, I don't know how good this guy's going to be. Meanwhile, he's one of the best quarterbacks.
I actually think he would have developed faster under Andy.
Could have.
Who's a quarterback coach. Like Pete Carroll, he's out there with Daryl Bevel as his coach.
Yeah. Now it's Brian Schottenheimer, mm-hmm. another guy who's failed his way to getting more jobs.
His dad.
Seriously, how many times have you heard, like, Brian Schottenheimer?
Brian Schottenheimer's been
you
everywhere.
Hear,
yeah, he's been everywhere.
He just gets fired to the next job.
Been everywhere.
Let's go to Ed in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. Hi, Ed.
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, you doing?
What's up, man?
All right. Hey, I'm for Andy Reid winning the Super Bowl. I mean, he did what he could with the Eagles, you know what I mean? He took them to 5 NFC championships, the Super Bowl. Thing is, though, I don't know if anybody realizes this, but if he takes the Chiefs to a Super Bowl and wins it, it'd be the first one for the Chiefs, even though they already won a Super Bowl, but they were still an AFL team back then.
Oh yeah, that's right. They hadn't completed the merger yet, right? That was all about Super Bowl III, right? That's when they did it in Super Bowl III.
Super Bowl IV.
Oh,
it's
four.
The Minnesota
okay.
Vikings.
Okay.
Yeah. So that would make it kind of unique.
I thought it was the game against the Jets.
That was the Colts.
Okay.
So that would kind of make it unique for Andy, also, you know.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, listen. And the Chiefs are one of those franchises that obviously. One of the more historical franchises. Lamar Hunt has been with the Hunt family forever and a day. Andy being able to go out there and possibly win. They haven't even been back to the Super Bowl, I believe, since then.
Since 1970, no, they haven't.
Yeah. Yeah, it says 1970. So,
yeah, they were in the first Super Bowl, lost to the Packers. They beat the Vikings 23-7 in 1970, and that was the last time.
Yeah.
And they had the Schottenheimer pocket in the 90s where they were competitive. Dick Vermeil, actually, remember, he was their coach.
Yeah, we played against them when it was Dick Vermeil with Priest Holmes and
Priest Holmes,
all those guys. He went there after the Rams.
Who was the kick returner on that team?
Dante Hall.
Oh.
Yeah, the human joystick. Yeah, that wasn't fun trying to tackle him.
And Herm had him good for... I remember one year they started off where they were like 8-0.
The Larry Johnson days. LJ, remember they had the Larry Johnson and those guys.
So they've had pockets of where they've been a playoff team, but they never won a playoff game.
Yeah, yep. Herm Edwards got there.
They got them to the playoffs.
Yeah, and couldn't win in the playoffs, yeah.
Mm-hmm. 888-729-9494, Marks and Reese. 888-729-9494. Coming up, Malcolm Jenkins said that the Eagles are closer than you think. After watching the games this weekend, do you agree with that? 888-729-9494. It's Marks and Reese, 94 WIP, back after this. But, hey, listen, let's talk about DraftKings for a second. You know what you're doing. You know you were watching the games this weekend, and you were saying, like, I'm glad I'm in on the action, or, man, I wish I was in on the action, right? Well, four teams and two games are left, and there's so little time left in the season. Don't miss out. Get in on the action with DraftKings Sportsbook app. And there's so much going on. Great promotions running every day with DraftKings. Odds boost, the free bets. And this week, check this out. You can bet on any star player to score the first touchdown of a game with 10-1 odds. That's a great bet. You can deposit and withdraw your funds at your convenience. DraftKings Sportsbook is a safe and secure betting app. And right now, they're offering their best sign-up offer to date. Right now, you don't want to miss it. Go to DraftKings.com/Philly for a limited time. All new users can get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's right. DraftKings Sportsbook's going all out with a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. DraftKings.com/Philly and get your sign-up bonus up to $1,000. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. All right, we are back. Marks and Reese. After the season was over, Malcolm Jenkins spoke to the media. Marcus Hayes wrote something up today. This is based on his conversation last week after the season was over. And among the things Malcolm says was that the Eagles are closer than you think. So it gets to the conversation of, well, how close are the Eagles? If he says you're closer than you think, it means that he believes that, yeah, especially if he's back, Ike, that this is a team that is a Super Bowl contender with next year. Mm-hmm.
Which I agree.
Outside of the year-to-year NFL thing, because no one would have thought the Tennessee Titans were close to being anywhere last year.
Or the 49ers.
Yeah, or the 49ers. You know, you're right. You're right. They're the two teams this year that made that run. So outside of that, I certainly believe the Eagles are a playoff team or a contender to be a playoff team, but are they really as close as Malcolm Jenkins thinks? You believe that they are.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that they are what they are, which is more of a 9 or a 10-win team than anything else. You know, Carson Wentz is still developing, but they have their quarterback. Deshaun Jackson's 33 years old. Greg Ward is a slot receiver. They have good personnel on offense. They need to add to it. Otherwise, I don't like their defense at all. I don't think their defense is great. I don't like their personnel. I don't like their defensive coordinator. They don't have playmakers on the defensive side of the ball. They lack playmakers on the offensive side of the ball. I think they're a team that is, with a good draft and with some good signings, can be a Super Bowl contender, but really this year isn't the year to target them to be a Super Bowl. I don't think they're all that close.
Mm-hmm. And I do. I do. With the right moves, when you have one of the best coaches and one of the best quarterbacks and one of the best GMs who just needs to find his mojo again, you're always right there on the cusp. You're always a couple of smart moves that fit in correctly away from being there. Now, you obviously need to have guys on the field play up or play at a certain level. That's ultimately what has to happen. You got to play at a high level and a sustained high level, and then you get into the postseason and you take it up another notch and you're playing at a high level. That's the only way. I mean, all that could have went out the window for Kansas City yesterday when they got down 24-0.
Looked like it was going to.
Could have all went out the window. We saw it go out the window in Baltimore Saturday night. 14-2 team,
mm-hmm.
blowing teams away, MVP. Bye bye. You'll be at home this weekend with me watching the game. After being magnificent for 16 weeks in the regular season, 14-2. That's why in the NFL, the hottest teams late in the season,
Tennessee,
usually are the most dangerous. They're one of them.
Yep.
They're one of them. They're one of the hot teams. How about Baltimore, I believe? Was it Baltimore or the Texans? I think it was the Texans. I think they lost the final week and it allowed Tennessee to get in the playoffs.
Yep.
Well, Tennessee needed help getting in
the
playoffs.
And now yes. look at them. Now they're one game from the Super Bowl.
Like Chicago last year.
Yep.
All you had to do was beat Minnesota.
That's it.
You let the Eagles in. They beat you the yep. next week.
They beat you. Now, just the conversation itself is one thing, but then after the games this weekend is another. And I look at Kansas City, and it's tough to say the Eagles aren't Kansas City, so therefore they're not good enough, because Kansas City has
great personnel. Yeah, I would say nobody is Kansas
right.
City.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, what other team is compared to Kansas City?
Well, their offense, nobody.
Yeah, we're not looking at Kansas City for anything else but the offense.
Their offense is good enough.
And their special teams.
I think their defense has improved enough, and their offense is that good,
yeah.
right? And the fact that they're not the number one seed with the target on their back helped them this year. I do think it did, right? Like they slid in needed to win games, and now they're looking at it and they're saying, like, all right, now we're actually hosting the AFC championship game at home, to where not many people would have thought that would have been the case heading into the playoffs, but it just everything
only because of Baltimore.
Yeah,
they were
right.
the number two seed.
Yeah.
It's just that we like to jump on the new flashy
you're
story.
Right.
That's what we do as the public. And just like Kansas City was the story last year.
You're right.
That's what we do.
Yeah, they were the Baltimore. The Baltimore is the Kansas City.
And you know who, right. you know who was the story the year before that? The Eagles.
Yeah.
The Eagles were the story the year before
you're
that.
Right. You are absolutely right. All things considered with the Eagles schedule and everything else, I think mm-hmm. the Eagles would be it would be a good season for the Eagles to make the playoffs next year. 888-729-9494.
Yeah, but we don't care about that. We're trying to figure out how close we are to being on Championship Sunday.
Yeah, but
and we aren't that far away from Championship Sunday.
No, you're right. Because that I don't see
couple moves. We could be at Championship Sunday next year.
Nah. I don't see it. This defense is not very good. They're miles away on defense. I don't even know who their secondary is.
No, improve it.
You can't. Yeah,
go out there and prove it.
You can't.
You're not forced to go on the field with these guys. This isn't even going to be your defense. You may have a completely different outlook on this defense in 2 months. This isn't going to be your defense next year. Let's see all the pieces that they put together. Let's see what players they put together.
Yeah, but Howie in 2017 was able to reconstruct his roster in a year. That's as much luck as it is skill to do that. He's not going to be able to do that again. It's going to take a year or two for you to get different personnel and to get younger players and a couple of good signings to get this team back to where it needs to be.
Well, let me tell you this. Baltimore got to where they were relatively quickly. They signed Mark Ingram. They signed Earl Thomas.
Mm-hmm.
They traded for Marcus Peters.
In season they did. Yeah, it was a good trade.
Yeah. I mean, we made an in season trade. Got us. Now, it didn't work out for Baltimore this year, but they had the best record in the NFL.
Yeah.
They were 14-2.
They won 12 straight games.
They went 14-2. So you can't tell me what they did isn't a formula for success.
Okay. Where are they next year?
Well, we're going to see
where they are next year.
We'll see.
We'll see.
Well, Kansas City did the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
They went out and added players.
Yeah, I don't think they're ready to win next year. I think they're
not presently constructed, but it doesn't mean you punt on the offseason and say, you know what, this is a rebuilding year. We're going to take. It's okay if we don't win next year. I'm okay as long as we're growing.
Yes.
We'll be ready to win in 2 or 3 years. No, I'm not. I don't want to hear that.
Yeah, I don't want the Malik Jackson signing this year.
And you know what? You're not going to want to hear that when the season begins next year.
But
Nobody is. It's easy to say, let's go slow roll it now until they start losing games and everybody's outraged next year.
It's not slow rolling. It's getting younger players and developing them. It's hitting on draft picks.
I call that slow rolling.
It's not going out and signing a 30-year-old defensive tackle like Malik Jackson.
Nobody cares about signing a 30-year-old defensive tackle. Nobody cares about that. That's the mistake they made last year.
Okay, well, they made mistakes the last two years.
No, they didn't. What do you mean? They didn't make mistakes 2 years ago signing guys. They won the Super Bowl.
No, the last two off seasons, heading into 2018 and heading into 2019.
heading in. Oh, when they brought everybody back.
Yes.
Yeah, that's after they won. That wasn't the formula that made them win. I'm talking about using the formula that you won with, not the formula that got you to 9-7.
Our Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Yeah. Looking to get engaged in 2020, Mark's Jewelers' great selection of diamond engagement rings at their flagship store in Montgomeryville or online, marks-jewelers.com. How close are the Eagles?
They got the 9-7 because of doing what you said just a second ago. That's not how they won the Super Bowl. That's not how they won the Super Bowl. They got to 9-7 re-signing old guys and bringing in older guys.
They won the Super Bowl in part. They didn't. This isn't a young core that won the Super Bowl. They actually won the Super Bowl long before they thought they were going to win the Super Bowl. They ended up screwing them for the build.
No, my point is they didn't sign veterans that were past their prime. That's what they did after they won the Super Bowl.
They got some one-year deals.
The guys that they signed still had good football in them is the point that I'm making. That's the point that I'm making. You don't sign guys who may be past their prime. You don't sign guys who may be past their prime. And we're going to know if this team has a legitimate shot at winning, or we're going to be around here talking about, oh, yeah, I could see, you know, we add this young guy, they draft this guy, they draft that guy. We may have a shot. No, it's not going to feel good looking at the Cowboys. Looking up at the Cowboys when they're trying to win a Super Bowl next year. That's not going to feel good.
888-729-9494. To the phones, we have, let's go to Dante, North Philly. Dante, how are you?
Hey, what's up, Johnny Marks? I agree.
My man.
What's up, Tay?
How you doing, Dante?
Fellas, I ain't spoke to y'all since the Broncos, you know, took that L, man, that fall. So I just want to say I had to go lick my wounds a little bit. Mm. That was, hated that. Anyway, listen, fellas, this Andy Reid situation, man.
Yes.
I honestly, I'm like the other caller, man. He called a few calls ago. I don't agree with the fact that we still got hate in our hearts for Andy Reid after we won the Super Bowl, man. Like, when the clock hit zeros and that ball hit the ground and I saw Tom Brady looking disgusted, all that hate went away, man. All my pains went away.
I agree.
Yeah.
Like, those NFC Championship games, it was painful. The one that had me crying out here was the one when we watched that boy run that pick six back with Tampa. Oh, that hurt my heart, y'all.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God.
No, it really did. Dante,
that was the last game at the vet. Yeah.
It was. I mean, Ike and I talked about it at the time. It was an elixir for all of it. The Super Bowl took care of all of that, but there's some people out there that still can't get over Andy Reid not winning the Super Bowl. It's not me.
Well, I'm rooting for him, fellas. Right now, he's my rooting interest. I actually want to see that bad man Aaron Rodgers go up against the dude, young fella, over there.
Pat Mahomes,
I want to see that matchup.
Rodgers versus Mahomes, huh?
Oh, my God. That's going to be something special, y'all. But I got one thing with the Sixers, y'all. Just tell me if I'm wrong here with a trade scenario. Let's say we get Kyle Kuzma, one of they bums off the bench for our guy Josh Richardson and Korkmaz. What y'all think about that, fellas?
Who he say for Josh Richardson, Korkmaz for who?
I didn't hear who he wanted to get.
I think he wanted to get Kuzma. Right?
Kuzma, that's what I thought he said.
Yeah. Good luck with that.
Yeah, the Lakers wouldn't want Korkmaz and Josh Richardson.
Not for Kuzma.
I mean, they would want a veteran.
Yeah, I mean,
they want a vet. They're not going to want.
No,
they're trying to win a championship.
Yeah,
they're going to want a vet.
Yeah,
they're not going to want players who are unproven. Now, Josh Richardson could be a guard for him, but they don't need Josh Richardson to be a guard.
Yeah, I mean, if he was just for free, I'm sure they would take him.
No, they want to get I mean, Kuzma may get traded anyway. He's a trading chip.
Right. Yep. I just think they want a better package than that.
But you always think somebody want a better. Well, here's what I noticed about you.
Right.
You always decline a deal. Nope, that ain't enough. That ain't enough. Nope, that ain't enough. That ain't enough.
If you think the Houston Texans are going to trade you DeAndre Hopkins for Zach Ertz, straight up, I'm just telling you that in my opinion, they're not interested in that. It's not enough.
How would you know that?
Logic, common sense? I don't know.
Logic, common sense.
Yes.
I don't think anybody would have thought Jadeveon Clowney would have been up for what he gave up. So the fact that Houston doesn't have a real GM there, I mean, you would basically need.
Well, that's a good point.
Hold on. You would need the head coach and the star player to be at odds ends. If DeAndre Hopkins isn't looking to get out of Houston, they're not going to trade DeAndre Hopkins. They aren't.
Yes, if there's.
They aren't. But the idea that somehow that isn't, like, that's a ridiculous trade request, maybe it is heads up just because of the positions. But the production isn't that far off. It just isn't.
I don't think it's like it I don't think isn't. I don't think it's ridiculous. I just think that straight up it's not enough.
Sure. I mean, that may be the case. You wouldn't do it. I'm just saying that this isn't somebody you're asking for something when you're giving up nothing.
Well, should you try? The fact that you have was he a pastor or something? He was the Patriots.
That's the only point that I'm making is that when someone says, you know, would you give up Ertz? Oh, would he give me Ertz in a fifth rounder? Oh, okay. Fifth round. To me, as long as you're not giving up top three picks, you aren't really giving up anything.
I agree.
You know, picks you give up late in the draft are hit or miss picks. That's it. That's what we would call a sweetener.
Right.
That's just a sweetener. Fifth rounder. You're not going to even remember the fifth rounder. Essentially, it'll be Zach Ertz for DeAndre Hopkins.
Let's go to Dave in Delaware. Dave, how are you?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
What's up, Dave?
My favorite show. Doing great.
Thank you, Dave.
Yeah, I don't think the Eagles are all that close. I think we got to get a mix in there, you know, maybe some vets plus new.
Yeah, I agree with that. Here's the thing, though, Dave. I understand when people say, oh, we're not that close. It's because you can't see it. You can't see it. You didn't think the Eagles were anywhere close to the Super Bowl when they won the Super Bowl. No. That wasn't some jump off the paper at you Super Bowl roster.
I will tell you, I was in shock. I didn't believe it for a while.
I'm talking about in the offseason. Before they ever stepped on the field, no one was saying, oh, this is a Super Bowl team.
Oh, I agree with you.
Yeah.
And I have one other thing, guys. What's the deal with Strahan from New York? Now, I noticed, like, when the fans be giving Michael Irvin the business, he's all right. He can take it. He still can root for the Eagles and that type of thing. But I watched Strahan, like, during the Dallas game. He didn't say anything about the Eagles with that victory. It was real silent when they came over him. And then when the Eagles beat the Giants, they literally jumped over him. He didn't say one word. What's up with him? Strahan's a hater, ain't he?
That whole team of Giants are haters.
Yeah, they're not Eagles fans. Yeah.
Man, he's in, man. You know, so I hope the fans get a chance to get in the business, man. You guys got to get it, you know.
I love it, Dave.
Appreciate it, Dave. Yeah, I guess I had a way to get Amani Toomer on, and I think it was after B-Doc retired or what the reason was to bring him on. But, you know, you're looking for who can talk about B-Doc, and there were battles against those Giants teams to bring on a Giant wide receiver. Mm-hmm. Man, he would not, even bringing him on like that, he would not give it up for Dawkins. Not that he was talking bad about him, but he was not coming on to have a nice interview about, oh, Brian Dawkins is the best player I ever played against or whatever. No, you guys hated each other, you two teams.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about. Mike, Pottstown. Mike, how are you?
Hey, guys. Great show. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks, Mike. How are you?
What up, Mike?
Hey, a couple comments. One about Andy Reid and then just one about, you know, the Eagles situation where they are. I think the case for Andy Reid in terms of rooting for him is I go back to the early 60s, early 70s, when there was absolutely no reason to root for the Eagles. I mean, it went on for a long, long time. And, you know, we had a short run with Dick Vermeil. Then we had a, you know, relatively short run with Buddy Ryan a little bit. But it wasn't until really Andy Reid came around that we were, you know, a perennial playoff team at least, right?
Yep.
So I think that's one thing. I think the players always played for him. And I think he was smart enough and confident enough to leave Jim Jones alone to run the defense, who was just a genius. And
yeah, Jim Johnson.
You know, when you compare him to some of the other coaches, like look at Dick Vermeil, how he's revered. He didn't win a Super Bowl either.
Well, right? Not here.
But he's revered. And I think, if you guys correct me if I'm wrong, I'm just going from...
He should also
really
be a Hall of Fame coach. Mm-hmm. Yes.
He's had quite a pretty good coaching tree, hasn't he? His assistants that have left have done, I think, pretty well.
Andy?
Oh, yeah.
I was reading something today, compared to Belichick. No, his guys have...
Mm-hmm. You know, Andy, I don't even know how old Andy is right now. Let's say he coached five more years. He may not have five more in him.
I think he does.
Right now, he's 21 years in. So let's say he coaches four more years. Give him even 25.
Okay.
He's already seventh all-time in wins. Already. So just say he averages 10 wins a year, which he almost averages 10 wins a year right now. 21 years would be 210 wins, right?
So it'd get him 40 more wins if he coached four more years.
Right. With this team, this quarterback, that would put him at 247 wins. That would put him fifth all-time. Three behind Tom Landry, who has 250 wins. So there's a possibility Andy Reid will be, from a wins percentage, I mean winning standpoint,
a top three.
Top three or four, certainly a top five, again, long as he stays health-wise. And he enjoys doing it. And with this kid, why wouldn't you stick around as long as you can with this kid?
With this roster, you're set, man.
Yeah, well, this roster's going to change, but this kid's not going to change.
Yeah, that's true.
the roster will change.
Andy is.
But it's like Brady. I mean, it's like Belichick having a Brady, right? And this kid hasn't won yet. But once you have the best player in the game, we were saying this in the pre-show.
Yeah.
Everybody can't have LeBron, Kobe, or Michael, or Shaq. There's only one of those guys.
Right.
You got to try to win with what you have.
Yeah, if you don't have that, what do you do?
But there are the few lucky teams that does get those guys. And Andy may have, and it's not through luck, he moved up the draft the guy when anybody could have had him.
Yep.
So it's not he lucked up and got Pat Mahomes. No, this is who he drafted. This guy could add 10 more years to Andy Reid's coaching career.
Yep. Andy will be 62 in March.
So if he coaches to almost 70.
I think he's got at least. I mean, listen, Ike, unless his health fails him, he's going to coach as long as because he enjoys it.
And he's not going to do it. He's not doing TV. He's not doing any of that stuff. He's not a commentator.
He's got at least 5 years left.
He's not doing any of that stuff.
888-729-9494. Mark and Reese.
207 wins already?
It's unbelievable.
Hey, don't worry about it. Enjoy the win, man.
Just need that title, man.
888-729.
Just get that ring, coach. Get that ring.
We go uninterrupted for nearly an hour right after this, and we do it with news that the Eagles are going to be featured on an all-access TV show. Now, not the TV show All Access, Jack, but a TV show. We'll tell you about it coming up.
It would be bad news if they're on All Access.
Who hosts All Access?
Is that the one with
Billy
the
Bush?
Is that the one with the old?
It's not Mario Lopez.
Okay, not him.
No.
I got no idea.
I think you might be right. I think it's
Billy Bush. Billy Bush.
How do you know who Billy Bush is?
Well, he's back now. No. He got whacked. He's back.
I did not know that.
Yeah, he got whacked.
Yeah,
whole Trump stuff.
Yeah, I know. I didn't realize he recovered from it.
Oh, yeah, he's back.
Marks and Reese on 94 WIP.
He's back to hugging everybody and everything.
Oh,
man, he has to hug all his guests.
I'll hug it out. Marks and Reese on 94 WP. Back with your phone calls right after this.
Hey, Clemson and LSU are facing off in the national championship tonight, and FanDuel Sportsbook is giving you the chance to get an even bigger win when you bet on the game. Sign up with promo code CHAMP and bet at least $1 on the money line at regular odds. Now, if you win, FanDuel Sportsbook will pay you out in 150-1 odds in site credit. Just sign up using promo code CHAMP to qualify, and with FanDuel Sportsbook, there's plenty to bet on. Not only do they offer spreads, over-unders, parlays, props, round robins, and more, but FanDuel Sportsbook also has special promotions running every single day. So sign up with promo code CHAMP, that's C-H-A-M-P, then bet $1 on the Clemson or LSU money line. You'll get paid out at 150-1 odds in site credit if your bet wins. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app now or visit FanDuel.com/sportsbook to bet today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.